Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ricky. I'm the supervisor here. How are you today?
I'm not doing super great.
I'm sorry.
I called your
company
before. I called your company before, and they put me through the same protocol. Everybody has the same protocol, apparently, where you keep asking the customer that doesn't want it, well, just stay with it, and we'll give you 35% off, 50% off. How much more percentage off are you going to do? I said I cannot afford it. I canceled it, and then a week later, I get a charge for it. I want to be refunded today.
Can I have your first and last name, and can you verify your address for me, please?
Heather McGinnis, 53 Harwood Lane, Clementon, New Jersey, 08021.
One moment, please.
I have two charges. I have $29.97, and I have another charge of $109.97.
One moment, please. Let me read over the notes on the account.
Yeah.
Okay, so your account has actually been canceled, ma'am. As a courtesy, I can issue you a 35% refund back for that charge of the $109.97.
You just canceled it because I called, and you guys, I just got an email, 232. It's been canceled. I want a full fucking refund.
Okay, so you did say you called in, ma'am. May I ask what's the date you called in?
That was... Let me go in my call log. It was, this is, it's 7:36. Of course, it doesn't go back that far. It was before July 13th.
Okay.
My
Let me
call
check
log.
On my own moment.
Yeah.
Okay, so anytime you call in, regardless of what you're calling in about, the system doesn't automatically notate the account. It's not any information on the account saying that you called in to cancel or anything else, ma'am.
I don't trust you at all.
However,
I don't trust you at all.
Okay, that's fine. But however, ma'am, what I'm able to do is offer you a 50% refund for that charge. Would that work for you?
100% refund.
Okay. So all the information. 100%. So all the information was stated online about the product, ma'am, and about the terms and conditions as well. What I can do for you is meet you over halfway and give you a 75% refund. Would that work for you?
No, 100% because I called before I was going to be charged for it.
Okay.
I don't trust that your system. I think you're just trying to take my money. So I want 100%.
Well, I do apologize for the way, ma'am. You said that you called in before you were charged. You were charged on the 20th, ma'am.
Yes,
however,
I called. Yes.
Okay.
I called
so it's not information on the account saying that you called us to cancel. One moment. Thank you for being so patient. Hold it for me. That refund will go back into your account in the next 3 to 5 business days. Thanks for calling us support. Enjoy a wonderful day.
No, I want an email.
You'll receive an email in the next 24 hours.
That I'm getting a full refund?
That is correct. Anything else I can do for
What's
you today?
What's your name? What's your
My
name?
My name is Ricky, R-I-C-K-E-Y.
What's the phone number?
What phone number, ma'am?
I want documentation of you and how I can reach you if I don't get this.
I don't have a direct number. You just have to call the company back on the number you called in on.
So what is it, 3 to 5 business days?
That is correct.
A full refund.
That is correct. Or the $109.97. Thank you so much for calling.
R-I-C-K-E-Y. Wait, R-I-C-K-E-Y.
That is correct as well.
And what's your last name?
I'm not actually able to give that information. I do apologize.
Of course. Okay. I better have it. You're getting another call from me, Ricky.
Okay. Thanks so much for calling customer support. Enjoy a wonderful day.
What's the email you have for me? Hello?
mcginnis.massage@gmail.com.
Okay, great. So that's the $109.97. What about my $29.97?
Ma'am, as a courtesy, I did refund you for the most recent charge on that account for the $109.97. It will go back into your account in 3 to 5 business days.
Your courtesy. Great. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks so much for calling us.
Okay,
support.
Goodbye.
Enjoy one.